Yo, we here, we live. Lich Hawk Diaries is back.
Lechon.
That's right, back by popular demand. I got my girl with me.
Jizzy. And we
Yeah.
at the bodega right now.
Come on, come on. We
Let
outside?
me,
We
we
outside?
actually we're inside because rent is too damn high for me to be outside. I need to get my rent's worth, okay?
Dude.
So
Dude, everyone's rent is going up. You know what I'm saying?
yeah,
Yes,
so I
yesterday's
need to
price is
be
not today's price, you know?
exactly. I need to be indoors taking advantage of my rent,
Right?
okay? But we inside, we cozy in this bitch. We at the bodega right now. I got the Bugles chips next to me. I know some of y'all don't have the audio, like the visuals right now, but our Zoom backgrounds is us in the bodega, okay?
I'm gonna post a picture of our bodega our bodega interior, you know what I'm saying? So,
Hey,
you know.
there you go. Exactly. There you go. So,
But Jizzy,
listen.
what's up? What is going on?
It's been a hot minute. Your girl been doing a little traveling.
I see
Your
that.
girl been schmoving. She cut her hair. She got her new tattoo.
Okay. Explain
It's
the
a
tattoo a little bit.
taco. I got it in Austin, Texas. And
Hey, hey.
Texas got a big Mexican population.
Yeah.
Austin is known for breakfast tacos. And I'm like, yo, what better way to commemorate my trip than having a little taco tattoo? Plus, it looks cute. So
No, I
that's
like
my
that.
story.
What was your experience down in Texas?
All right. So just a little background. It was a work trip. So the first 2 days of my trip, I was strictly work jizzy. I was doing my thing, doing conference shit. But I ended up extending my trip because I'm like, oh, I've never been to Austin before, so let's stay a couple days. I brought my partner with me. And it was dope. I mean, listen, Austin is great. It's a beautiful city. People are friendly, like good vibes, good experience. Outside of Austin, you're like in the real Texas, right? Like you are in the you better bet go back to where you came from. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like Austin is dope. Austin is modern. The feeling of being hate crime is not so prevalent.
Yeah.
But outside of Austin, you might have a problem. I'm just saying.
No, let me. I mean, the thing is, like, I've been to Texas, but only the Dallas portion, right? And I say, like, they got a pretty good multicultural. I mean, it's they're trying to improve some things and all that. So I say they are trying. Keyword,
Yeah,
trying.
they're
You know what I'm
listen,
saying?
they're trying, but it's still red state. I mean, I never thought I'd go to Texas because I'm like, damn, yo, their politics are a little sus. But I had a great time. The food was amazing. People were nice. Like, I had a great time. And inspired by my recent travels, and given that I'm traveling again in December, I'm going to the Caribbean for vacation. I
Oh, what is
wanted,
this?
we're going in December, we're going to St. Martin, one of those little islands. I'm gonna be an island gal.
I
An island gal,
get it.
and
Controller.
to all my Caribbeans.
Shout out.
Inspired by my recent travels, I wanted to dedicate this episode because what is more adult-like than traveling, but
Right.
also dealing with airport etiquette, airlines, traveling the whole nine yards. So this is the special travel episode of Lechon Diaries. Okay, we are going to
Okay.
be talking about the travel, the nuances of travel, and et cetera. And Justin, I'm pretty sure you've done enough traveling with yourself and with your family, right? So yeah, we're gonna dive right in, right?
Yeah.
So my airports, I'm Brooklyn based, Brooklyn, New York, stand up.
Yo.
And the airports that are common to New York City are JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Airport. Now, everyone knows JFK. That's like the main airport that's like the biggest one. LaGuardia, it's a smaller airport in Queens. I mean, they're both in Queens, but opposite sides of Queens. LaGuardia has had a terrible reputation for years because they were under construction for like 15 years, no lie. And anybody was like, oh, LaGuardia, that's like the worst, right? And then Newark, if you're in, it's literally, okay, Newark is in Jersey, all right? If you are okay with traveling because you want a cheaper flight, you go to Newark. But you're still going to Newark, which back then, Newark was a, like, you get shot. Like, that was a place where you got shot, stabbed, jumped the minute you stepped off the train. Now it's like
Right.
super gentrified and there's like a Whole Foods. So it's
Dude.
not as dangerous as it used to be.
I mean, I know all about Newark, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have family in Jersey City, you know?
Yeah, so you remember back in those days where that shit was worse than some other countries, you know what I mean? Like that shit was that at one point that was murder capital.
Dude, I mean, it was all about hurry up and get into the apartment, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, how?
Hell
Why?
yeah.
Why can't
Like
we?
you need
I
to
want to go to
nope, you need to go into the safe house. Like there's
that
zombies outside, you know what I mean? Like it was bad. But you are in Illinois, right? So
Right.
what are the main airports that are like,
So
I
we
guess that serve
have
the greater Chicago area?
so Midway. Midway goes through all the states. That I know of, yeah, they go through all the states in USA, and then O'Hare, they do the same thing, but they do international. So those are the two main ones. Yeah.
Okay. And I think when I went to Chicago, I am very sure that I went to O'Hare.
Okay.
I'm positive I did. By the way, that airport sucks.
Oh, that's the number one complaint always. Is O'Hare
You know,
sucks, you know.
but you know, now that we got that out of the way, right? We gotta talk about the first topic, airport etiquette.
Oh
Ladies and
yeah.
gentlemen,
Yes.
the airport is not a place you want to fuck with. The airport, listen, bro, when you get out of your taxi, you get off your car, your bus, whatever, you step foot right inside the airport, you are on federal land. The federales, the Fed, the CIA, the FB, the F, the B, and the I, the all the alphabet motherfuckers are gonna get you. Do not, I repeat, do not do dumb shit at the airport, okay? Justin, what do you think is number one for airport etiquette?
I think, to be honest, you gotta dress accordingly, right? When you go to the airport, at least dress accordingly. At least have all your baggage and everything pre-set up, because I think, you know, if I'm gonna skip a little bit and go into the when you actually go into the airplane, I hate when somebody's trying to physically put something that they can't fit into the damn cubby area. Like, dude, you should have just checked that in. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know some people don't want to check anything in because it lost baggages or whatever, but it's like, you know, if you have your wallet, your phone, you know, on you. Then, you know, all the other shit, your clothes and stuff, like if it gets lost, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they'll probably pay you back in some way. But if it's not none of those important stuff, yo, just check that shit in.
Exactly. Like, listen. Right off the bat, airport etiquette number one, check the travel website. Okay, travel.state.gov. Like my boy said, you need to check the dimensions of your bag. You cannot be pulling up with a fucking Dwayne Johnson sized bag and think, oh no, this is my little carry on. No, that bitch is a building. Put that shit in check. Pay the money. You got an overweight bag, pay the money. And that's it, because we got baggage handlers for a reason. They are literally there to handle your baggage. They will, I mean, yeah, they will chuck that shit, but if you got something that's super valuable and important to you, put that shit in your other bag. Put that shit in your purse, your book bag, you know, your little personal item. Airport etiquette number two, bro, I swear I see this happen so much, is reading, okay? Please Do not stand in the middle of the fucking walkway looking up like, oh, where am I supposed to go? Like, bro, you got your phone, you got announcements, you got things everywhere. Just read.
Yeah.
Yo, there was this
And they got
lady
the
who was just,
TVs all like all on the side. So you could definitely check
that's
to
what
see if
I'm
your flight is,
saying.
you
Like,
know, if your flight
right
is
now.
here, departure and all that.
Exactly. Oh, the gate's over here. Drop your bag here. Now, I get it. If you're in a country where you don't speak the language and you don't read the language, okay, fine. That is okay. You can ask somebody, you know, for help. But for the most part, if you speak the language, you read the language, you understand the language, bro, just take a minute, read what you got to do, and just do it. Because there was this lady, right, to JetBlue. They do this thing where like you gotta check your like you gotta print out the back the tag yourself, put it on your bag, and drop it off. And this lady's standing in the line to drop off the bag, right? But she doesn't have the tag. And mind you, Justin, the sign is in bright orange. Print tags here,
Well, isn't it like a big key? There's
right?
kiosks everywhere as soon as you walk in.
Exactly. There's kiosks everywhere, right? So she goes up, she puts her bag there, and
Oh
the
no.
airport employee is like, okay, you don't have your baggage tag. And she's like, oh, well, where do I get that? And bro, the lady was like, you passed a kiosk that said print tags here. She was like, oh, but I didn't know like what kind of tags they were talking about. I'm like,
Get
bitch, get so dumb, stupid ass on here. So she's arguing with this airport worker, like, oh, why can't you do it? She's like, because this is not one of those. Like, there's a difference, right? Like,
Oh my
some places
gosh.
have, like, you can print them, like, they'll print it for you. But for JetBlue specifically, you gotta do that yourself.
Well, because I went to travel when I travel Southwest, it's the same thing. Like you got to print out your tag. I think for most places, you got to print out your
Yeah,
tag.
for most places, they're adopting that. Like, yes, there are some counters where you can go, especially like if you have a an overweight bag, like if you have a super big ass bag, then yeah, you gotta go to someone special. But for this particular airport, for JFK, you gotta do that shit yourself. Bro, she was just not getting it, and she just kept arguing with the airport worker. And I'm like, bro, number two, I mean, sorry, number three of airport etiquette, do not argue with airport workers. Period. First of
No,
all,
no.
they are massively underpaid. So you know what that means, right? You those are people who are angry.
Yes.
People who don't make money are angry all the
Yes.
time because you got to put so much hours to make a little bit of money. You are, first of all, we are lucky that airport workers don't be fist fighting us.
Dude, and they could if they wanted
They could
to.
listen. I've seen some workers at JFK. I've seen some TSA agents that look like they got priors. I don't want none of them to hook off. Bro,
You know,
they
they're
hook
just
off,
waiting
it's
to
a wrap.
break. They're just waiting for an excuse to do
That's
something. You
what
know what
I'm
I'm saying?
saying. I'm like, yo, why are you arguing with this person? All they gotta do is call the federales on your ass, and now you are on a do not fly list. You wanna end up on the same list as terrorists? That's crazy.
All for a tag? All for just because you can't print out a tag?
Or a tag because you refuse to read signs, right? Justin, what's another airport etiquette? You know, what are some rules that the airport people gotta follow?
You know, okay, this is gonna sound silly, but man, please check yourself on your smell. You know what I'm saying? The BO.
No facts.
BO. You cannot leave the house smelling like spoiled milk and ass. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yo.
when
Yeah,
you're gonna
you.
be in an airplane and that's the air is just centralized and everybody's gonna be smelling your shit, your funk ass, like
Bro, not
dude.
even if you on the TSA line and you smell like shake that ass. Like, that is crazy to me.
Like, I shouldn't be smelling chicken feet right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, like, why does it smell like the garbage from a Jollibee? Like, that
Dude!
is insanity. You
Like,
know, like,
why am I smelling spoiled mango? Right? You know what I'm saying?
oh
Like,
no, it's true. You gotta wash. You got like you should not be smelling like sewer juice. Like you gotta wash. You gotta shower before your flight because Like, you're gonna be in the sweat. You're gonna be icky and gross anyway. Like, you're
Yeah,
gonna be
dude.
sweating.
You're gonna be
Like, you're
sweating.
sweating.
Like
You
it's
know, because
as soon as you get in that plane, because it's so confined, right? As
exactly.
soon as you get in there, like you just feel the body heat. You know what I'm saying? You just
Yeah.
feel like as if somebody's just straight up just next to you. And for the people that like are about to go travel or are going to travel, like let your partner or your spouse or your homie know, hey man, throw on some Old Spice. Be straight. If you're really your friend, if that's your friend or that's your partner, if that's your loved one, they will let you know. They won't let you leave the house, you know, smelling like you just took a shower with the Ninja Turtles. You know what I'm saying? Like
Nah, listen, I've
you
smelled turtle
know?
tanks before. That shit stinks.
Dude, that's yes, it does.
Okay, that shit stinks. Like, bro, you should not be smelling like Lake Chicago. Like, that is insanity. Okay? Yeah, airport etiquette for real. Wash your ass, wash your feet, wash behind your ears. Like,
Dude, please.
you know? Like, I should not be smelling the inside of your belly button. And that's disgusting. Okay.
Oh.
Yo, another airport etiquette, okay? And I know you kind of alluded to this, and we'll talk about this later, but listen, all right? Leave the chains at home or in your bag. Leave the earrings
The
in your
jewelry?
bag. Leave
Talking
the
about the jewelry.
jewelry.
The
You
ice?
leave the
The ice?
bro. First of all, do you know you look like fucking Mr. T taking off all your chains before you go through X-ray? Like, why are you doing that? You're holding up the line for everybody. Also, why do you need to be iced out on a flight? Nobody
Right.
is checking for you. Like,
Right. You think you're
nobody
gonna be
likes flying.
discovered? You think you're gonna be discovered? You know that? You think Complex Media is just gonna be taking pictures of people
Right,
traveling?
like,
Like,
bro, no. Like, first of all, traveling sucks for everybody. Whether you're dirt poor and you fly Spirit, or you're mega rich and you fly private, like, flying overall sucks.
Yeah.
Why don't you make it a little easier for you and other people by just, like, I don't know, not wearing shit expensive? Because that shit can, like, you can lose it. It can fall off.
Yeah.
You're delaying the line, you know, like when you're
Right.
taking out, like, oh, hold on, let me take my chains off. Let me take, oh, I got change in my pocket. Hold on. Oh, I got my belt. It's like, bro, why don't you just wear sweats?
Right. Just yeah,
Now,
that's it.
you know,
That's
like,
it.
okay, I get there are some people who, as soon as they land, they gotta go to a business meeting, whatever. But I'm just like,
Yeah, but it's not those people though. It's for me, I always see them at the airport and I just laugh. It's these hype beast motherfuckers that I see all the time.
hell yeah, I'm just
You know what
like,
I'm saying? Like,
what is
oh,
this?
I gotta make sure I gotta get a bin for my Supreme hoodie, right?
Oh
I gotta make sure that my off-whites are in a separate bin. It's like, motherfucker, yo, you're holding up the
no. That's what I'm
entire line. You know
saying.
what I'm saying? Like
Exactly. In a bin, mind you, a bin that's been reused by humans for eons. That shit got germs from the protozoic era, and you fucking concerned about your off-white. Bro, you're about to turn into an off-white because you put them shits back on. It has not been sprayed down. You about to turn
Dude,
into a fucking ghost.
you
Like,
think they wipe them bins? They don't. You know what I'm saying?
hell no. So listen, and you're right about that. Like, that, I mean, we'll talk about travel fits in a minute, but actually no, let's jump in. Travel
All
fits,
right,
bro.
all right, all right,
Listen,
all right, all right.
listen.
Wait, travel fits going to the vacation or just traveling period, like on the plane?
You know what?
Or you want to like
I'm gonna say,
separate,
like, at the
separate.
airport. Like,
At
let's
the
just
airport?
separate.
Okay,
Like, okay.
okay.
Like, at the airport, right? Like, this is my ideal travel. Like, this is what I normally wear. I'll either wear compression tights or I'll wear leggings with my compression socks.
Okay,
Why?
comfy.
For all my BBWs, for all my people with heart disease, people who got gout, whatever, wear compression socks or compression tights. I'm so serious right now. It helps, you know, with blood circulation.
Yes.
It helps make sure that you don't get deep vein thrombosis. Like, a lot of people do die from DVT, from flying. It helps with pulmonary embolisms, right? If you got high blood pressure or whatever. So Either compression tights or compression socks.
Yeah.
They are, yes, they are a little uncomfortable if you're not used to the tightness, but it will literally save your life. I'm not even fucking
Yeah,
joking.
because you brought up a good point. Like a lot of people have like either have passed away or got severely like not injured, but they just had to be in the
Sick, like,
hospital because of blood clots,
exactly.
you know, because of blood
Yep.
clots. And you brought up a good point. Even me, I'm concerned. I'd be doing this old like Asian remedy where you'd be tapping the hell out of your skin
Yep,
and
yep.
tapping your arms to make sure that
I've seen
the
that.
blood
I've
is
seen
going
that.
through.
It's I've seen it. Listen, I'll be at the airport. I would dead ass walk around. I would, like, walk, I'll sit, get
Yeah.
up, walk again, just because you're about to be sitting for so long. So, like,
Dude.
you have no elevation. You gotta protect yourself. You gotta protect yourself, your heart. So that's what I'll do, and I'll wear a hoodie,
Yes. Oh,
right?
yes.
Because
Tell
the
him. I know exactly what
airport
I'm saying.
do
Go
be
ahead.
cold. The airport do be cold, right? Also, you got a pocket in your hoodie so you can put your arms in when you're sitting on the plane. Also, you just never know what the temperature is, ever, because like it could be cold where you when you leave, and then yeah, it'll be hot when you land. But what if the temperature dips randomly? At least you got that hoodie to
Which
protect you,
happens. That happens.
right? And also, I don't want my bare skin touching other people.
That's exactly
Okay,
why I wear a hoodie.
that,
That's
like,
100%
if
why I wear a hoodie.
I'm on a plane, I don't want my bare arm touching your bare arm. Like,
Yo,
I don't know
I
you.
have a double X, 3X hoodie, right? For that reason. That's my travel hoodie, right? So that no other shit is touching my skin. And
Yep.
then, you know what I'm saying? And then when you put the hoodie on, it's a barrier now. I don't gotta see
Exactly.
you don't gotta see me. You know what I'm saying?
And if you got like the over ear headphones, you put it over your hoodie so it doesn't fuck your ears up. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my, and I wear sneakers. I normally wear my beaters to the
Of
airport because it's
course.
like
Because you're gonna have
those
to
are ones
take
that I
them
can,
off.
exactly, those are the ones that I can, like, I don't even need to untie them. Like, that's some like true fat girl shit. Like, they stay tied all the time. I
It's
just like
already
slip
lean
them
in
on and off.
place, so you just put them on.
Exactly. Like, she's very well worn, okay? She's a sturdy bitch. She's got miles on that bitch, okay? That's my normal
No.
travel fit. I do no
That must be, hold
jewelry.
up, pause real quick. I'm sorry. That must be a New York thing, right? Because
What?
you all have your shoes tied, but somehow y'all able to slip it on and slip it off. Like, no lie, like the Tims, those work boot Tims, those are high as hell.
Yeah.
They stay tied and y'all able to put that on and take it off. Like, I couldn't do that. But that must be something over there that because sometimes I have to
Think,
untie mine or tie them
right.
loose, you know?
No, I think, yeah, because I think, like, you get so used to it, you stretch them out. I haven't worn Tims in years because I have like high arches on my feet, and Tims
Those are
are kind
flat,
of
right?
flat.
Yeah, they're flat.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so they're not good for me, but I used to have them as a kid.
Of course.
Just like Air Force Ones, I used to have them as, when I was younger, but they are
They're
not
hella,
good
those are flat.
for,
Those are hella flat.
yeah,
Yeah.
those are not good for people with arch feet. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I like them, but I can't wear them for my
But
safety
you
because
also
then my
want
feet will
comfort too.
be, exactly, like,
And
I
you don't
would
want to
be
have lower
so
back pain. You
crampy.
don't have lower back pain just for wearing
True.
some one from
True
Air
that.
Force
So I'm on the Air Max wave now. Like, Air Maxes are super comfortable.
Of
They're
course.
great for people with
Of
arches, and they
course.
look cute too.
Come on.
So,
Come on.
you know. But what are you normally with? So you'd be wearing the
I've
hoodie,
been wearing the
okay?
hoodie, obviously joggers, you know what I'm saying? Do the same
Yep,
thing.
yep.
And I do and not for aesthetic purposes, but I do tuck in my joggers into my socks
Okay.
only because they be
You be
moving you
looking
so
like a
damn
ninja at the airport.
cuz they be
Be
moving you so
seeing
damn
that
fast at the damn security line. You know what I'm
shit.
saying? And you don't got and you have to just be in and out when you go through there, right? You got to put
Yep.
all your shit in the bins. And go through the metal detector and all that shit, and then hurry up and put it back on, cause you know all of a sudden, oh fuck, the plane's here, even though they said 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Listen, that's the best scenario, is that you get in and out of security. If you at the airport and they tell you take your hoodie off, take this off, just do it.
Yeah,
Don't
all
argue, just do it.
don't even try to fight them.
Obviously, like there are exceptions, right? Like if you're a baby, you're a kid, you're elderly, yeah, you don't gotta do a lot of that stuff. Just say that. Just say, hey, I'm disabled. Can I go through this? Hey, I'm a child. Like, just do that. But if they're telling you, yo, take your hoodie off, take your shirts off, take your phone out, yeah, whatever, just fucking do it. Don't be sitting there like, oh, but I don't want to mess up my Google Pixel. Girl, nobody cares about your fucking Pixel phone. I swear to you, no one wants that.
For real.
Just follow the directions. Like, please. Or, and don't make jokes either. Don't be on the TSA like, oh, what, do you think I'm a terrorist?
Oh yeah, please don't do
Bro,
that. Yeah.
you just earned yourself an exclusive VIP backstage experience with the Federale. Okay? That's what you just got yourself. Because now they're gonna have to take you up in there and finger your little booty hole because you thought you wanted to make a little joke. Okay? Now you about to have the worst time in your life because they about to
Yes.
fucking treat you like a Guantanamo Bay suspect. Like, oh, you think I have a bum on me? Why would you say that at the airport?
Oh, you mean I gotta dump out my water? This $10 water?
Bro,
Like,
like,
just
okay,
do it. Just
listen,
do. Who the
I
fuck
get it.
cares? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Listen, I understand. I would love to bring like my water from the
of
Dollar
course.
Tree with me. I would absolutely love that. But bro, you can't. Okay? That's it. Pay for the $15 agua at the state at the little what are they called? Because they're everywhere. The
They're like
little
little like
metro.
oh, you think about the
Metro
exact name. Yeah.
convenience. Yes.
The Hudson?
Okay.
Hold up, the
Pay.
Hudson? The Hudson?
Hudson News. Pay for two
The
Hudson News. Or if you got an updated airport, bring a wrist a reusable water bottle. Make sure it's empty.
Yeah.
Just
Just
fill it
make
up
sure
with some air.
the spout ain't touching the your brim. You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
That's
That's
it.
it. You're good.
You good.
You're good.
Like I brought one of these with me.
Yep, yep, yep,
I
yep.
had it empty. I went to the airport. I refilled that shit. That shit was crystal clear and
Yep,
cold. I was like,
yep.
oh, I saved $7.
Exactly. And then, like, you know,
But
the other thing too that I see sometimes is people bringing their whole bottle of cologne with them. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? That's
okay.
another one that they
So
gotta take out.
yeah.
Like, what you mean? I did this is brand new Bisiaki, you know.
It's like, bro, you could have put it in your check, and that's the thing people forget, right?
My cool water,
Your
my
check
cool water.
bag, ew, not the cool water. Like, oh
Aqua
yeah,
Di Giò.
I don't
My
want to dump on my obsession.
not the Kenneth Cole Black.
that's the cologne that every Dominican uncle wears is obsession. Is obsession blue jean
Oh, polo? What about polo?
or fucking oh my God, I just got terrible. Funnily enough, my father wears blue jean.
Oh, ooh.
Smells
That
nice
shit.
on him. He's been wearing that since I was a kid,
I
so
mean, it's funny you say that because when I smell that, I just think of like, you know, relatives, uncles. You know what I'm saying? So there's a kind of like, even though we
It's
joke,
like a
but there,
nostalgia.
well, there's also, I was gonna say, like a warm feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like kind of brings
Yeah.
you back, you know?
But yeah, like in your check bag, if you want to bring a full size product, just put it in there. You don't
Yeah.
need what you need to spray yourself at the in the
Right,
airport.
that's
You
what
need
I'm
to spray
saying.
yourself on a plane. You're gonna be in the metal tube. I would be so tight if I'm on this metal tube and you smell like straight up fucking aqua. Like that. Or
Right.
you smell like that Usher cologne. I'm just like, bro,
Oh,
that's too much.
Curve?
That
You smell like
you
curve?
smell like a trip. Oh my God, Curve. I swear. Okay, do you remember Macy's when they do the holiday gifts? They always
Yep,
have the little mini Curves.
yup, 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 yup. It's like that caramel brown color. You know what I'm saying? With that
Yeah. Oh,
weird cursive letter.
that's gonna be our holiday episode. We're gonna talk about those little mini gifts things, okay? Because
The gift
not gonna
sets?
lie,
The
I
little
have a soft spot for gift sets. I have a very soft,
Okay,
warm
okay.
spot for gift sets.
I
So
mean,
if
dude,
y'all
those used to be the
listen,
best gifts, those 3-in-1s with the little
yeah,
lotion and the
bro, listen. Lechon diary, lechoneras, lechoneros, lechonere for the non-binary listeners. If
Yeah.
y'all want a holiday episode, please let us know. We will shoot one because that would be hilarious. Like, I love mini gift sets. But anyways, back to the airport. Please, like, wearing heels at the airport,
Oh my.
that's insanity.
If you're
Because
not for
guess
work,
what?
if it's not for work, yes. Right?
Yeah, no, yeah, obviously. Like, if you gotta wear that for work, I mean, even still, because it's like you're on the plane, you don't have leg room.
No.
And you don't want people, well, a lot of people do with heels, is that they take them off.
Yes.
And a lot of times you don't wear socks, and you got your bare ass feet
Right.
on the airport floor.
It's like, do you know what type of like entrapment
Like,
you're putting your feet into? Like all the
You catching all the hepatitis, like you catching everything in your toesies. You got the dogs out for free.
Dude.
Okay, like wear socks. That's another airport
Yes.
etiquette tip. Wear
Yes.
socks.
Yes.
Even, you know what? Even if you're wearing sandals, put some socks on.
Yeah.
Because
Yep.
you gotta protect yourself. Like, you can get bacteria on this floor. God knows when the last time they
Yeah.
fucking vacuumed or mopped or whatever.
Especially if this is a 3:30 p.m. flight.
Hell,
You know you
bruh, they're not cleaning that shit till 7 a.m. the next day. Okay? Like, I'm pretty sure COVID started at JFK Airport
Oh, come on
because,
now. Come on now.
they,
Come on
you know,
now.
like, put some socks on. And also, some of y'all toes don't even be looking cute for
Oh
you to
my
be out and
gosh.
about.
If you know that you're
You
going
know,
to show your feet, you got to go get your pedicure. You know what I'm saying? It
yeah, get
can't
the
the paint can't
petty.
be chipping, looking like a scab, you know?
You
Like
know, yeah, like even if you don't paint them, cut the nails,
cut the
put
nails.
a little lotion in your feet,
Right.
and that's it.
Right.
If you don't want to do that, wear socks. Like, that's cool.
Simple. It's
You
simple.
know, but yeah, like it'd be
real.
funny because like my mom is one of those people when she goes to DR, she's one of those people that dresses up. So like she'll be at the airport stupid early with her hair done, her nails done. Like she looks like she's going to the club. I'm like, you know you about to sit at the airport for like 2 hours. You're gonna be in a flight for 3 hours, and then it's gonna take you another 2 hours when you land to get to your destination. Your makeup's gonna be all runny, all gross,
The hair is gonna be
like
all messed up from the air.
that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I'm an advocate for traveling bumming because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
When you land, you can get cute. Again, I understand there's an exception. Some business travelers who, as soon as you land, it's like go time. I gotta get to the office. I gotta report due. It's like, okay, I get it. That sucks. But still, just be as comfortable as you can because you're just gonna be sitting next to strangers who you don't know if they showered or not. Speaking about strangers, Justin,
Yeah.
have you ever had an experience on the flight itself? Like you're on the train, you're on the plane now, and you see someone doing some suspicious behaviors?
I have not.
Okay,
And what
well,
suspicious behavior are you talking about, though?
about people who be taking their shoes off and propping their feet up. You know, I'm talking about.
That I haven't. I have not seen that. No. Not yet. I'm lucky.
Listen,
Thank God.
I've seen people take their shoes off and prop their dirty ass feet up. I've seen people like open mouth cough in the flight. Do you remember a couple weeks ago where this I don't know if it was a Delta or United flight that had to turn around because someone took a shit on themselves?
I heard about this.
Okay, bro. They diarrheaed so badly. It was like up and down the aisles. It was so bad that They sprayed, they put like spray, and people were like, yo, it just smells like vanilla shit. And they had the radio, the pilot had the radio to air traffic, was like, yo, this is a biohazard. We gotta turn around,
Oh,
bro. Someone
shit.
took an ill shit. Listen, if I get it, you're at the airport, you get tempted, you want to eat something, bro.
Don't
If you
do
fill in the bubble guts, maybe either get some Pepto before you get on the flight, or maybe try to change your flight. I know it's expensive, and I know that some people don't have the choice, but you taking a while, bro. It was so bad they had to change the carpet on the plane.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I wonder what, like, people, there should be like a confessional, like, remember on Real World where they just talk about like all
Yeah.
the things they should bring in the people that were on the plane.
Bro, there were people on the plane who were posting it on Twitter. They're
Oh,
like,
I
yo, I
see. I
was
gotta look it
there,
up. How
and that
what it
shit
looked
was
like?
disgusting. They didn't like they put pictures, right? Yo, it was everywhere, just
Oh my gosh.
like they shat everywhere.
What kind of diarrhea was this? Like, what the, like, a fucking alien was gonna come out of your
They must
stomach like a
have
xenomorph?
had some Arby's. I don't know because
And the turbulence was just, I'm saying, vibrating all of his colon.
and the crazy thing is that they were only 1 hour into the flight.
Oh, damn. How long was the flight supposed to be?
It was supposed to be it was a flight going to Spain, so I think the flight was like 8 hours.
Oh,
Like, I'd rather you turn the plane around than me fly 8 hours smelling that,
well,
because
yeah.
that's a biohazard.
Yeah, you can get
Like,
sick. You can get disease. You can get,
yeah,
you can catch something smelling all that
exactly.
Godzilla shit right
Obviously,
there.
obviously they want to protect the safety and they want to keep the person anonymous. But I'm like, nah, ban them from flying,
Yeah,
because
dude.
that's, bro, like, you know what your stomach feels like before you get, like, come on,
Like,
bro.
could you imagine the person sitting next to him? He probably traumatized, that person's probably traumatized forever. Like, they're probably
That
never gonna
they probably
fly.
got shitted on. They probably actually had a
Oh.
little dookie on their lap. They got up, like, excuse me, and you look down and you see this brown wet spot on your
Oh
purse, and
my
you're like,
gosh, you just faint. You just
yeah, I'm
faint.
like, oh no.
It's like Final Destination
It
up in there. I'm gonna fucking.
was
Oh my
But
gosh.
just what have been the worst fits that you've seen,
Worst
at the
fits?
airport or on the airline?
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Worst fits. See, this is crazy. Like, okay, yeah, obviously the people that wear suits, but I always feel like they're working because they're always constantly on the phone with
Yeah.
somebody.
Yep. They go, I gotta ex put this expense report.
Right. It's like, okay, well, what do you mean he's not there at the meeting yet? He said 10 a.m. All right, send me the link right now. Like,
Imagine sitting at the airport just pissed off.
oh. Dude, that's like half of the people there. You know what I'm saying? They're all.
That's true. That's true.
I think, I don't know, the worst fits. I don't know. Like, I just know I see stuff sometimes where, like, people trying too hard as if someone's gonna discover them for their outfit or something like that. Like, as if, like, they're making TikTok fashion posts, right? Like, seeing that type of stuff. Like, whether it's like a girl in her like a hoodie. Obviously it's like name brand, like fucking, I don't know why people like it, but rude.
Get ready with me to go to the airport.
Oh, dude. Usually I travel with minimalist style, so that's what I'm gonna do today. You know what I'm saying? Just like people like that, like dressing up as if they're like the fucking Kardashians or something like that. Like, you know that you're probably gonna sit here for like 7 hours because everyone's flight is delayed now,
Right, right.
So stuff like that. One time I saw like a person just like what you were saying, they weren't wearing any socks, but they had Birkenstocks on, right?
Oh, bro.
And like she misplaced her bin, right? She
Oh,
misplaced her
hell
bin with the
nah.
Birkenstocks, so she was go so she had to wait a while. In all this, it's like, dude, that's why they tell you to put all your shit in one bin,
Is that, and they tell you to stay with your bin until you go do the X-ray or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And that was another thing too. She didn't follow her bins,
Nah, I swear the airport is where people's brain cells go to die. Like, I swear, like, you could be the most intelligent person. As soon as you step through those glass doors at the airport, it's like, phew, the brain dies. No brain cells, no thoughts.
You kind of have to
You're
go
just
in there
like,
as like an idiot, right? Just think that you're
like,
an idiot, right? And then that way it'll force you to like, okay, I gotta get this, I gotta get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because when you go to an airport, I think people think that it's easy. It's not. You have to really know. It's like the first day at high school. You gotta know where all your classes are at, what time, what section. You can't just show up and, oh, I'm here,
all
Right,
right, I guess I'm
those
here.
days are gone. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you're still a high schooler, then obviously you still experience that.
Right. Cause you remember going to the airport was like a lot easier. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that would come help you. You could even if you weren't like traveling, you could actually go to the gate. You remember that? Like.
It that was because, that was pre-9/11.
Right,
Right, like there was
right.
times where you could just pull up to the airport and chill for a
Dude,
couple
you could just hang
hours,
out at the fucking airport,
but motherfuckers had to ruin the fun for everybody, and now we gotta take our shoes off and we gotta have dogs sniffing our shoes. Yo, I remember
Right.
one time a couple of years ago, I was on a business trip, and they had the lines were so backed up for TSA that they were like, yo, fuck it, just walk through, we're gonna have to dog sniff you out.
Oh, fuck.
And the dog, yo, this dog was smelling this dude's feet, and the dog started coughing. I've never seen a German Shepherd cough before, and I'm thinking like, oh shit, yo, he got some drugs. No, bro, the dude's feet stunk so badly that the German Shepherd started coughing. Like, he was like, I was like, damn, that's
The
crazy.
dog has
And
pneumonia
that,
now. The dog got pneumonia.
hell yo, that must, bro, that shit got the fucking toxin from Scarecrow from DC. Like, that's insanity.
Hell no.
But,
You have to smell so bad that you have to make a dog
yeah,
like.
that's not great, yo.
No,
But you
no.
know what I also love doing at airports, right? You ever be looking at gates? You ever be looking at the like where the flight is going, and you see the people sitting there? You'd be like, yeah, that looks like the type of person who would go there.
Oh,
Like,
you mean
okay,
their
so when I,
destination? Like, whatever their destination
yes,
is? Okay,
yes.
yeah.
Like, if you look at the terminal, like if you're chilling at the gate and you see it's a flight going to Las Vegas, and you see the type of people there, you're like, yeah, you could tell that they're going there. Like,
Yeah.
you got the bros going on like a
For a
bachelor
college trip,
trip. Yeah, you
right.
got the fucking bachelorette. It's like, oh my God, it's my bachelorette. And they got all the dick popsicles and shit. You got
Whatever
the old
happens in
people.
Vegas, right, Michelle?
Yeah, exactly. You got the old people who about to go gamble their life savings away. There's always a dude in an oxygen tank who's about to
Dude.
die at the casino.
Then you got
Okay.
the dude that's like a high roller, like his fucking fake ass Gucci,
Hell yeah, that's the dude who.
white pants, no socks, white loafers. Like dress
Yeah.
like are you cosplaying
Now,
as The
but
Rock? Are
wait.
you cosplaying as The
It's two
Rock or
types. It's two types. You got the fake high roller who dresses like that,
Yeah.
but you got the real high roller who's wearing jeans, a leather jacket, and shades. Because that motherfucker's been up all night playing poker because he's about to go clean the fucking house in Vegas. So that's what the Vegas
Yeah,
gate
true
be
legend
looking for.
jeans with the fucking belt buckle in the
Hell.
back. You know what I'm saying? Like, You know, say they probably they, he probably could have taken it off because like that's like all metal. He was like setting
Yeah,
up the meta.
chain smells like he's been chain smoking cigarettes since birth. Okay. Drinking some stale ass coffee
Bret
that he
Hart
bought from
sunglasses, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Like,
Yep, that's exactly that's the real high roller. That's the motherfucker that be winning those poker tournaments, but he don't know what to do with his money. Right? But then you look and like my favorite thing as a Dominican is going by the gates where flights are going to Dominican Republic
okay.
and just seeing my people because I swear to you, it's always loud. It's always people are always playing music. People are always dressed up. You got the uncle wearing the fucking Kango hat with the fucking with the tight jeans. He got the little Bluetooth. He's talking to his relatives like, "Hey, papi, sí, aquí en tu sagrado puerto esperando." And his wife is like decked out in the tightest jeans with the BBL showing.
Oh, snap.
You know, you always see the girls with traveling with the Rolos in their hair because you know they're about to go out when they land. Like, and the dudes who be hella chained out wearing the fucking like the track pants. Like, I just be looking at them. I'm like, I be like, damn, yo, y'all just all stereotypes all in one. But then you also have the flip side is that you have like the white people going to the resorts. And they're like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to the Dominican Republic.
They got their like little not like they're like Nautica type colors, you know what I'm saying? Like
Hell
they're
yeah,
like
they're like so ex they're excited. They're like,
Tommy
oh my God,
Bahama type shirts, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like
they're going on a they're probably honeymooners. They're like, oh my
what's
God, I can't
the
wait to go on our honeymoon.
big travel resort? I forgot
They're
the name.
definitely going to Sandals.
That's the one. Sandals,
Okay.
sandals. That's the like they're wearing all the sandals merch. Like all their
Hell
outfits are
yeah,
all sandals.
they're like, oh my God, just got married. Yeah. Hell yeah,
This is
it's
our
always
fifth
that
year
shit.
wedding tradition that we've been doing. You know what I'm saying? We love to go to Puerto Rico. Shout out to all the Boricuas. Okay.
Oh, and then you always got the creepy single dudes who be
Oh.
traveling just to fuck internationally, the passport bros.
They're just
But
chasing somebody met on Tinder. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know if it's
it got
real. They don't know.
exactly. What about you? Like, have there been like any destinations where you're like, yeah, I could tell that they're going
All
there?
1,000%, and it's
Okay,
so funny
name them.
because the where I'm going right now, California, right, is like, you know, it's like second Philippines over there, you know what I'm saying?
The
And
Filipino.
just like what you're saying about your people, so there's obviously different sets, right? You get the Filipinos that are nice, that they see you, they nod your head, oh, kumusta, you know, they'll say hello, right? Then you got the fucking I'm too good to look, but I'm checking to see if we're also Filipino too. They just be looking at you and try. They be
They'd be
giving you a
like,
side eye. I'm trying to look and not trying to look. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you get those, and so like yeah, I always see those, especially when I go to California. Like that's always a typical thing. But
right.
yeah, that's always there. You know what I'm saying? And then you hear it, and the hella Tagalog is out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like don't go on the ground. Don't go on the ground. Like
Now we gotta talk about best and worst airlines, right? Because listen, there's always a list out there like, oh, these are the top rated airlines. But as you know, those lists do not compare to you actually flying. So
no.
I think we can both agree one of the worst airlines is Spirit, right?
Spirit, yes. I've never been on Spirit, but the stories I've heard. However, the
Yep.
prices though. The prices are
Okay.
you can't compare with the price.
That
Them cheap as
no.
hell, you know, but
That is exactly why they're the worst fucking airline, right? Okay. I'll give them credit. They've managed to make air travel very accessible for people who may not have a lot of money to travel, right? That's dope. If you can only afford a $30 ticket, by all means, do it. But they nickel and dime you so fucking much at the to a point where you're just like, bro, I'd rather just pay the extra money
go
at
for
another
like
airline,
American, like,
knowing
yeah.
that, right? Because like it's like, okay, yeah, the ticket is $30, but then you got all these taxes and all these additional fees
Right.
that they stick you with.
Right.
You can't even bring a personal item. Like, you got to pay for every single bag.
It's like you look
You
at
got
the
to pay for,
receipt and you're just like,
yeah, you're just
is it
like,
the service charge and the process charge the same thing? Like
nah, bro. And then they also throw in an extra, they throw in an extra service for you. It's called hands, because those Spirit Airline employees are always throwing hands with people. Like, every story I've heard of a Spirit Airline interaction is either one, I don't know if you remember a few years back where all those Spirit pilots quit.
Okay,
Like
I
they were
remember
like,
that
they
little
were
kind
like,
of a strike thing or whatever.
yeah, they went on strike, right? And then people started fighting at the airport. The people, like Spirit Airline employees, were like fist fighting people.
Yeah, it was like the
Then
Hunger
there's been
Games in
like,
there. It's like the Hunger Games
hell
in
yeah, I'm like, damn, like you guys are fighting for $10 bus seats in the air. That's crazy. You know, then like the gates, like they be, it just be looking kind of dinky,
janky as
but
hell. It'd be janky as
I
hell.
mean, like even the planes, I'm just like, damn, you guys just took some lawn chairs and stapled them to the fucking plane. Like, that shit looks uncomfortable as hell.
It's like why is my seatbelt like a backpack?
Yo,
Why do I?
they're like, if
The person next to you has the roller coaster harness. Like
hell yeah, like the
everyone's
fucking
got
seat.
different.
Motherfuckers got bungee cords at their seatbelt. They're like, all right, stretch it out from one end to the other so everyone can be buckled in.
Somebody's oxygen mask is like Jason Voorhees. The other one is like Batman's. Is like.
It's not even real oxygen, man. They just went to Party City. They're like, yo, they said mask. I don't know what kind they needed, but here you go.
Someone just has a brown bag. Like, yo, what's going on
Yeah.
here?
Like, I give them credit for making air travel accessible for people who don't have a lot of money,
Yeah.
but they are the worst service-wise. They are the
Yeah.
worst
Yeah.
anything-wise. Like, I have to be extremely desperate for me to take a Spirit Airlines flight,
Yeah.
which, funnily enough, JetBlue bought Spirit Airlines.
Well,
So it's just,
maybe for the
so
planes to get more planes, and they're just gonna
yeah,
fix
they
them
bought
up.
them
They're
so
gonna
that
fix them up.
they could get more routes. So I don't
Oh, okay,
know.
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna fix those planes per se, but we hope. What is another worst airline for you, Just?
Well, I mean, you said it earlier. O'Hare. I mean, I think the
Oh,
airline,
that's an airport,
the
yeah.
airport in general. Because I feel like the airport and actually being on the airplane kind of goes one in it's like hand in hand, right? Like
Damn.
if your experience at the airport is shitty, then your plane ride is also going to be shitty too, right? Like
Wow, okay.
I feel like if the whole time that you're just complaining about the airport and then you get on your plane, it's kind of like fuck, you know what I'm saying? I just want to hurry up and get there, right? You just be in a bad mood. Yeah, every experience and every story I've heard of anybody going to O'Hare is always like what you said. It's just always bad. And
Yeah,
I don't know
it
why that
looks
is. I
old
don't know
as
why they're.
sh it looks old as shit in there. I'm just like, damn, when's the last time this shit looked like Great Gatsby flew through here? Like, why is this so old and dusty? Okay.
Like they say that they've updated. I don't know, man. Like,
Where
that's what I say
they
too. Cause
updated the
like
prices, that's
the
what they
tiles
did.
be looking the same that they did in Home Alone, like in the Home Alone movie. Like, if you ever want to know
Yeah.
what O'Hare looks like, just watch Home Alone 1 and 2 when they're running in the airport. It's
No, not
exactly the
even.
same. It's exactly the
O'Hare
same.
looks like the hallway in The Shining. Like, it looks so dark and ominous. But as far as, okay, so you said the worst airport is O'Hare.
Yeah, yeah.
Any bad airports that you've
No, I
experienced?
actually for airplanes, I've never been in a bad one. Knock on wood.
Okay,
Knock on wood.
okay.
I've never been on a bad one. Yeah.
I'm gonna say, so the sec like okay, so airline and airport's different, right?
Yeah.
As far as airline, I have to throw in Southwest in there.
Okay.
Why? So My sister has flown Southwest. I haven't. However, why I'm putting them in the worst is because of one simple thing.
What is it?
They do not have assigned seating.
No, yeah, yeah, they don't. It's like first come, first serve.
Yes, and that shit to me, like, you would think that, oh yeah, that sounds pretty cool, but no, because you know what's gonna happen? Just like anywhere you've been at, right? If you go in and maybe your friend is like way behind you, but someone sits next, like, oh no, I'm saving the seat for my friend. It's like, where are they? Like that whole free for all shit, like it just, I get it. It's a smart way to just like alleviate issues, but I feel like it would cause more issues because like if you beat some, like if you get to the, you know, to board first and you pick the seat you want and then someone's like, oh well, my three kids are with me, you're like, okay, too bad, so sad, you should have got on first, you know what I mean? Like that whole not having assigned seating is such an odd thing for me, especially for me as a fat traveler. I need to make sure I have my window
You're
seats. Like
comfortable.
I need to, yes, like I need to make sure my window, because if you stick me in the middle, and I have flown as the middle passenger, it is the worst experience ever. You know,
I can
because I'm
understand
like,
that.
I'm trying to make myself small so that the other two people don't complain. Like, oh, this fucking bitch is blubbers on me. It's just like, fucking relax, bro. Okay.
No,
But
I get what you're saying. Well, Southwest, I do know for if you have a child or elderly, they do board first.
okay.
And then everybody else boards after that. It's like, I make the comparison to the Hunger Games, but for Southwest, it's like when you get to the remember that scene in the Hunger Games where they all go to the same field and you have to run and get your weapon? That's exactly what it's like in Southwest. Like
Yeah. They're like, all right, may the odds be in your favor. It's like, oh, damn, all right, this is kind of ominous. But I will give Southwest credit. They have this policy called customer of size. If anyone doesn't know, is this policy for travelers who may take up more than one seat, you know, customers who are large, fat, whatever you prefer. You can go to the counter of your departing flight and tell them that you want to use the customer of size policy. They'll give you a ticket so that you can reserve the seat next to you. You put the ticket on that seat and you tell people like, hey, this is my seat, like I already reserved this, and you don't have to pay for it. So I'll give them credit for that policy. I think that is a great policy, and I think more airlines should adopt like a customer of size policy. Or if you decide not to do that, you can buy two seats and then call the airlines and they'll give you the refund for the second seat. So I'll give them credit for that, but because of the no seating arrangement thing, I'm gonna put you in the worst. And then my top third worst airline, I have to put it there because it has been so fucking bad throughout the years. It is American Airlines.
Oh, see, I haven't been on their plane in a long time.
Okay, so I have flown American, right? Before they got acquired by JetBlue. Bro, flying American Airlines, you ever seen Mad Men? It's like that. It's like, I feel like I'm flying back in the 60s. You smell the cigarette smell in the air. I swear somebody called me Toots when I got on.
Oh.
Like, some of their planes are
Hey, babe,
so old. Look,
can you
yeah,
pick that
like,
up for me?
I'm like, bitch, I'm a passenger. What the some of those seats are so old and uncomfortable. Unless you're in a newer renovated plane, which is kind of okay. But yeah, the seats are small, they're narrow. This is not it. And American, I don't know, like, because they've been in the game for so long, they think like they could treat you however they want. Like the snack options are not it. I'm just like, this is it? Like the fuck? Like where the food at? You know, where the Biscoff cookies at? But do you have any one that you nominate as the best airline?
The best, see, that's hard. That's hard to say. I will say, I haven't flown any of these, but I want to give a shout out to all those independent airline companies that have
Okay.
made their planes look like somebody's fandom. So I don't know if you've seen, but there's a Star Wars plane,
Yes, I've seen
right?
them.
And
Yep.
I'm at the big Star Wars celebration that was here. They had a model of the interior, so you could
Oh.
actually sit inside it and experience what the plane would be like. And it was
Yeah.
pretty cool. Like, you say he had this fucking thing that looked like R2-D2 and shit and little knobs and all that. I was like, yo, I feel like I'm going to the Dagobah system. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then now I seen that they have a Hello Kitty one too. You know what I'm saying?
That's
And
in Japan, I
that's
think.
in Japan. So like, so those are cool things to do. Like, I would love for them to do like a wrestling version of something like
Oh
that. You know what I'm
my
saying?
God.
Could
The
you imagine? Could you
WWF
imagine
plane?
mankind is your stewardess?
Yes.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone's safe.
Mr.
Yeah.
Socko.
He's doing the demonstration how to pull the to pull your
Make sure you pull both levers over your head. Put your own mask before you save others.
You know what I'm saying? The person
Oh
flying
my
the plane is
God.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is he
Oh
ready
my
to go on
God.
this
Nah,
trip? Hell
we
yeah.
have, no, you got LA Night. Yeah.
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 What
That's
do you
a
want to drink?
co-pilot.
Ginger ale? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
LA Night.
imagine like Stone Cold wasn't he wasn't the one flying the plane that day. It's like the Undertaker shows up. It's like, oh, everybody's getting off. Whoa,
Oh
hold
hell
on.
no. Yeah, nah, listen, LA Knight as a flight attendant would be fucking hilarious because
Yeah.
he'd have the flight attendant uniform on, but then he'd have his Tim's as well. But best airlines for me, I gotta say, I gotta put Delta up there. If you
I've
fly
flown them
on a
before.
renovated Delta plane, it is luxe, it's giving. I also like Delta because when I have a little bit extra money, I fly first class, and it really does feel nice to just be comfortable, have enough leg room, have a big wide seat. Like it really do be giving. So like when I went to Chicago, I flew first class back and forth because I was
Okay, look at you. Okay.
that girl. Okay.
Okay. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the
Right.
money.
I mean, it was like a little birthday gift to
Yeah, it was a
myself, but
little,
that's
you
the
gotta
only
treat
reason why I did
yourself. You
it.
gotta treat yourself. I
Right.
feel you. I feel you.
Second airline, I would say JetBlue because
They came up because they used to be
they used
kind
to
of the
be
worst ones.
trash. Yeah, they used to be trash,
Remember that
but
one where like they had people just
they
stay in like the airplane for like 2 3 hours?
yeah, they used to be notorious for that. And it happens sometimes, but overall they have gotten better. I will say for economy, they have the best amount of leg room. And if you need more space, they have
Really?
like the extra. Yeah. Like their seats are the widest. They have more leg room. If you're in a renovated plane, it feels really nice in there. If you
Okay.
buy the extra space seats, you get even more leg room, which is very comfortable. So
Okay.
I will say JetBlue, and they got snack boxes you could pay for it, a little
Okay,
something extra.
okay.
Third best airline. I haven't flown them yet, but I do plan on it. I will give it to Hawaiian Airlines because a lot of like the practices with their employees, Hawaiian Airlines, like just like anytime I pass Hawaiian Airlines gate, I just be like, damn, they look like they turning up. Like they look like
Oh
they like
yeah.
everyone's super friendly and
Yeah.
nice, and the planes look really cute.
They're like
So I
cheering
haven't
the
flown
people
them.
on like as they're going.
Exactly. Like it'd be looking like a party over there, Hawaiian Air. So I'm like, yo, shout out to you guys.
For
Don't know
real.
what y'all doing, but keep it up. And they're always winning those awards anyways.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%.
But let's go ahead and wrap up,
Hold on. There's one thing I
this.
want to say before we wrap things up.
Yeah.
The one thing I get a kick out of, and I know that you can relate, right?
Oh
When you
boy.
go travel to another state, right? And you see the people that are there. And like, let's
Mm-hmm.
say Texas, right? Because they do got that
Yeah.
southern hospitality, right? Same thing with Denver. They're like really nice and polite. Like,
Mm-hmm.
oh, how are you? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? You know, when you welcome, they're like, oh, where are you traveling from? Oh, okay, first time here. Real nice, right?
Yep.
That's when you go. But when you come back and you going back with your people.
Yo, okay. I'm glad you said this. No lie. We landed in
Like, you know you're
Austin.
going
It was,
back to your state. You
hell yeah, yo. It was like so nice, polite. All the Uber drivers we had were super nice, polite. They had the Texan accent. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, damn, I think I could live here. I think I could move to Austin.
Right.
Like,
And
this is pretty
it
dope.
smells nice in the Uber. You're like,
Right?
damn,
Like, it was
dude.
just like, damn, like, this is, this feels nice. This feels cute.
Yeah.
Man, as soon as we landed in JFK, you'd be like, you're
Yeah.
here, you're. You hear the TSA agents are yelling at you. The fucking, like, shit is broken down. Like, oh, the air train's not running. You gotta do this, you gotta do that. I'm like, damn, like, this city sucks. Like, why am I back?
That's exactly what like me, Jay, Shar said when we came back from Denver, and we saw like, okay, our gate is over here. And it's so funny because I know you can relate to this. You know it's your gate when you hear the noise from three gates away. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, I know this is gonna be Chicago right here, gate 320. You know what I'm saying? And you see everybody there, and it's like, you hear all the noise. And I swear to you, like as soon as we got in the airplane and trying to find our seats, these two girls are trying to argue with the stewardess, the
Oh,
male
hell no.
stewardess, right? And he's like, no, you said we're gonna be there 2 hours. Now I say it's gonna be an hour and a half, like just going back and forth. And then we waited
Hey,
for this
who
one.
cares? We're gonna get there faster. What's that a, why is that a problem?
And then we see this one dude coming in there. He got the Beats headphone. He like kind of crip walking up the aisle, like.
Oh, hell no. No, listen, I know that people are going back to New York because okay, there's like the people who go to New York for vacations, and then there's like the New Yorkers going back home, and I know they're going back home because they all look pissed off and tight. And they're all sitting there just like, yo, come on, man. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, I got work in the morning. Yo, hurry up. And just like we were just sitting there like, yo, this shit is not it. And as soon as we landed, I'm like, fuck, like, why? Like, it took us forever to get home on Sunday night because they used to have like a special area where you can order your Uber. But at JFK, they moved it. And apparently now, like you have to take like an air train, right? And I thought, oh, okay, I could take the air train so I can like just leave. No, you gotta pay $11 to leave. I'm like,
Oh my
I gotta pay
gosh.
money to leave the airport just
Yeah.
so I could go hop in an Uber and pay to go home. I mean, luckily that was covered by my job, but still, it was just like so annoying because I'm just like, oh, great, we landed here. Here we go with the fucking train delays. Here we go with people being agitated and sucking their teeth. This motherfucker's
Right,
playing Dembo on his phone out loud. Like,
Oh, yeah, you hear that?
just
When they
like,
level up,
man.
you hear the little chime. Oh,
Hell
my
yeah.
God.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, what is this?
I
Right,
remember every
but.
time that happens, I always just look to Shar and Jay and everybody. I'm like, we going back home.
Yeah, it's just like fuck, and it's like that kind of like love hate thing because like you love your city, you love where you're from, but you also low key hate some of the things that happen at the same time, you know. So listen, lechoneros, I hope y'all enjoyed this airport, this special travel edition of Lechon Diaries. Okay, please go out. Have your travels, especially the holiday season's coming up, right? People travel all the time for the holidays. Don't be a menace, all right? Follow the rules, dress appropriately, and your travels could be safe, all right? Don't be the dickhead arguing with TSA. Don't do that.
Don't do that. And just make it easier for everybody. And then the easier it will be, the faster you get out of the plane and everything be all kosher. You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
You know, like don't be packing a fucking cologne that looks like a grenade. Don't do that. That's stupid. Okay?
And for the
Austin, don't.
people that are very kinky, you know what I'm saying? Leave some of your, you know what I'm saying, your objects at home. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, or put it in a check bag. Like,
Yeah.
you need your dildo in your personal bag? You
Right.
really, you that horny? You that
And for the
horny?
ladies too, you know what I'm saying? To them, that looks like a missile, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they pull it out,
Right, like,
oh, snap.
take out the batteries. Like, if you got lithium batteries, leave that shit home, take it off, whatever. Bro, don't, oh my God, one thing, right? And I know somebody who does this, and I hate that she does this. Please, for the love of everything above and below, do not vape at the airport and do not
Yeah.
vape on a flight.
Right.
I am so serious. Like, I swear, in 10, 20 years, we're gonna have studies come out about the addictions of vaping. Bro, you walk around the airport and you just have a puff of white smoke come out. And someone stops you, that's on you.
Yeah.
That is on you. Like, we literally banned smoking, and you are so addicted to this thing that you gotta smoke on a flight. Like,
Yeah.
bro, that's is it's never that serious. It really is never that serious.
No, it's
So
not. It's not.
please don't vape on a flight. Don't vape at the airport. If you are that addicted, just drive.
Just drive, get as many pieces of gum that you can have, you know, to try to
That's what
get
I'm
that.
saying. Yeah.
Like, there are ways. There are ways, you know.
Yeah, truly. Because, no, like, I've literally seen high school kids get stopped by TSA or federal agents because they vaped on a plane. I'm like, yo, are you fucking dumb?
Right.
And there was, I went to on a trip with someone and she did it in the bathroom. I'm like, yo, if there was an air marshal on this flight and they stopped you, I'm not saving you. Like,
Right.
I'm sorry. If that makes me a punk, I don't care, but I'm not fucking with the federal government.
No.
Okay? I'm not.
No.
They will
No.
throw my ass into, they will deport me, and I was born here. Okay? That's how much the federal government will fuck me over. They'll be like, yeah, send her back to Mexico. I'm like, I'm not even Mexican. What are you talking about? Yeah, send her ass to Honduras. I'm like, I'm not either of those.
Hell no.
I'm an American citizen.
Hell.
I will die by a cartel because they sent me to the wrong country if I try to
Right.
vape
It's
on
like,
a
oh,
flight.
there she is, Jizzy.
It's
Like, how do you know? How do you know?
just like, bro, what?
You're right.
I didn't do that, you know? So I hope y'all enjoyed this travel edition. We will be back. We don't know when, but hopefully the
We'll
next
be back for
episode
the
is.
holidays for like around Thanksgiving
Yeah, we're
time.
gonna
It's
do a
October.
special holiday
Yeah.
episode. We're gonna talk about our favorite holiday traditions, our
Oh,
favorite
yeah.
foods,
The yes,
our
yes,
favorite
yes.
family arguments,
You know,
all that
maybe
good
for that
stuff.
Lich
So
on Diaries, we need to bring some of our homies in for since it's a holiday. You know what I'm saying?
you're right, yeah. In the
We need.
spirit of giving, we're gonna have other, people join. It's gonna be a fun episode. It might be our video episode,
It
let's think
might be.
about
It
that.
might be. It might be. Yeah.
So if you enjoy Lechon Diaries, keep supporting it. And I'm on Instagram. And you know what? For the first time ever, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm gonna drop my personal Instagram.
Oh,
Okay, if
snap.
you wanna follow me, if you wanna follow me, I am stupefying underscore agent. Okay. If you're curious as to why I have that name, ask me. I may answer. All right, STUPEFYING underscore agent. That's my personal Instagram.
Yeah,
So you can
yeah.
check out my travels to Austin. You can check out my cool fits.
Yay.
Justin, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I'm going to plug myself. What? No, but you can find me in the Get Your
Hey,
Podcast. You can
don't
find
do
me at
that
Get
on air.
You can find me at Get Your Podcast on the Twitter, Get Your Podcast on the Instagram. If you can't find me there, you can find me at Marks and Mikes as well. I did drop an episode with Distro Boy Juz talk about TMNT Mutant Mayhem with the homie Will
Yep.
Gray from Botch Botch Chair Shots, so check that out. There's also another hip hop. There's a hip hop episode where I did with my homie Jayland. That's also out, been out too. That's also great. But yeah, shout out to you, Jizzy. Thank you for doing this with me again.
Peace, love, chicken grease, travel in style. Goodbye.
Yeah. And also want to send a shout out to Getting Off. Check them out too. Later, homies.
Oh,
Yo.
special congratulations to Vince. All right, our boy Vince. He popped the question and his special lady say yes. So, special dedication out to Vince and Melissa. Congratulations, y'all.
Shout out. Congratulations. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.
Thank you.